Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down to Timber Alley. See what was going on.
A little Texas blues there, a little Stevie Ray. Late great SRV bringing us back. 23 after the hour. No, 17 till the hour. 43, I should say. 17 till. That's the way it works. I'm the talk show host. You can't tell time. I'm Jim Blasingame. I admit it. I'm glad you're here. We're a little crazy, a little extra obnoxious this week because of our 22nd anniversary. We're marking that milestone as you ought to be doing yours. I'm glad you're here. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And go to jimblasingame.com. You can find out all about my books. Karen Kerrigan is here. We love having her on the show. She is the best, folks. She's an awesome, the most awesome champion of small business on the planet. Nobody in the world does more pound for pound than Karen Kerrigan for small businesses. And she's unrelenting, indefatigable. She's a force. And the White House knows it, and they want her advice. Capitol Hill knows it, and they seek her advice. They listen to her. Just not quite enough because of some of the things that are going on right now. Karen, thanks again for being here. SBECouncil.org, that's the website for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. She's the president of that group. Karen, as you know, I don't do politics on this show, but I do policy. And one of the reasons why I've been complaining about the impeachment process is because it is getting in the way of good policy. Which one of the main things right now, right on, I mean, it's glaring. It's a glaring light right now in the basket of things that aren't getting done. USMCA, U.S., Mexico, Canada trade agreement, which replaced NAFTA, is sitting there, done, a bow around it, fully approved, ready to be brought to the floor. Small businesses could be benefiting from it. The economy could be growing from it. And the Democrats won't release it, and it makes me so mad I want to scream.
Yeah, you know, Jim, we feel the same way. You know, small businesses feel the same way. You know, it's got the votes. You know, to pass the House and the Senate. You've got even moderate Democrats who, you know, the folks that just won in those competitive districts or lean R districts who are saying, we're hearing from our constituents. They want this thing passed. It's something that we can bring home, you know, to our constituents to say that Congress has been productive in something. And it's vital, not only vital for businesses who currently trade across borders, but also just really opens the door new opportunities for all types of businesses, given the IP protections, the new rules in the digital chapter, opening up dairy markets, opening up, lowering costs. You know, getting rid of the
fixing
requirement
NAFTA.
That you have to have an office, you know.
Fixing NAFTA, that's
Canada
a big part of it, isn't
in order
it?
To do excuse me?
Fixing NAFTA.
Oh, yeah. It's fixing it, and it's modernizing a whole new, you know, it just modernizes things that really need to be updated for the 21st century economy. So,
and this could have been passed really 9 months ago, right, Karen?
Oh, absolutely. And I think these things that they're negotiating on now, you know, where things, okay, fine. You know, we'll just do these side letters. Right now it's just stringing it out. And I really don't understand why, you know, other than feeling they have some leverage or getting more leverage. But, you know, it's interesting, Jim, because I don't know if you saw that National Taxpayers Union report, a study that they did.
Yep.
But they also found that, you know, they looked at NAFTA. They looked at what the authority the president has. And they said if they looked at USMCA and they said, look at, if Congress doesn't act, the president on his own can move forward with like 90% of USMCA through administrative action.
He will too. And you know, this
so
is
the
a,
things that
this
are
is...
in USMCA that the Democrats should like, you know, in terms of the labor, you know, the labor provisions
right.
in there, they should be jumping right on this right away.
And they've made a calculation, Karen, that I think they're going to rue the day that they did this. They've calculated that by dragging this impeachment, by dragging the president through all this controversy and all this scandal stuff they're trying to dredge up, by doing that, keeping that in front of our face instead of doing their job, They've made the calculation that that will benefit them. And I will tell you, I'm convinced that the small business sector doesn't feel that way. And I think they will pay a price for this lack of performance. Even if they had just done their job while they were impeaching, they'd be getting some credit. But I think they're going to pay for this. What do you think?
Well, they're not doing anything, and I think that really matters for the majority right now, which are the Democrats. And you know what they're, you know, the new members, what they can actually bring home. And I've been traveling quite a bit, Jim, meeting with small business owners throughout the country, mostly on the East Coast, and they're not even watching this. I mean, they're just like, oh, that's just politics, and they're not getting anything done. My health care continues to go up, and, you know, they still have their pain points. I mean, they still have their key issues. They can't find the people that they need, right, to operate or grow their businesses.
It is the economy, stupid, isn't it,
Washington, to focus on. And it can be focused on from a bipartisan perspective. The impeachment stuff really is sucking a lot of the time and energy. And this week we're going to have, you know, they're going to fund the government for another, 30 days, and barely anything else is going to be voted on. So it's pretty sad to see right now. Unfortunately, this is why you do have a lot of Americans are just throwing up their hands. We'll see what happens. You know, come election time, a lot will depend on the economy and where we are. But for those members who want to get things done and tell their constituents they did something about it, they really don't have much to take home.
I feel sorry for the Democrat members, the moderate Democrat members of Congress who would like to get things done, but they've been marginalized and they have not been able to move the needle. Karen, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back, folks. There's a push by the government to go after big tech. Is there a connection to that potential? Could small businesses become collateral damage in that effort? And Karen will report on that after the break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.